Anthropocene. The little girl imagined riding the back of the beast, the dipped hump just below the neck and shoulders, the enormous head that served as ballast for the bear's lumbering steps. She'd seen a girl with dark skin do this in a movie and remembered the way white birds beat their wings in time with the music. Bars and concrete separated them, a wall upon which she rested her chin as she stared across the moat. The bear didn't look up, nor did its mate, as they ate what their keeper fed them. The girl knew zoo as a field trip from school, or a place her family went each summer on vacation. Her brother licked the orange ice cream that melted and ran down the ridges of the cone, across his hand and forearm. And her father remarked, as they walked to the next exhibit, "If only we could hear what they were thinking."